It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Last week, Te Pāti Māori MP Takatai Kemp passed away at the age of 50. She had previously taken leave from Parliament last year due to suffering from kidney disease. Following the announcement of Kemp's passing, the House adjourned early in the week out of respect for Kemp, her whānau, loved ones and Te Pāti Māori. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party Simon Court, I spoke to him about the passing of Takatai Kemp. We also discussed the Regulatory Standards Bill. Last week, ACT Party leader David Seymour created multiple posts on his Instagram accusing individuals such as academics Dr. George Lakeing, Dame Anne Salmond and Materia Ture, as well as Labour's Willie Jackson, of suffering from Regulatory Standards Derangement Syndrome. In response to this, Wellington Mayor Tory Whānau wrote to the Prime Minister accusing Seymour of attempting to stifle academic opinion and any dissenting opinion. She added that Seymour's acts breach sections 2.53 and 2.56 of the Cabinet's Manual. 2.53 calls for ministers to conduct themselves in a manner appropriate to the office, while 2.56 requires ministers to act to the highest level of ethical and behavioural standards. As well as this, we discussed the bill receiving over 130,000 public submissions, but only being allocated 30 hours for these submissions. But first, we discussed Takatai Kemp. What has the grieving process been like for the party?
Well, to lose somebody like Tash Kemp at aged 50, it just feels like she's gone too soon. Our thoughts have been with her whānau and Te Pāti Māori colleagues, and, you know, just wishing them the best at this really trying time. It's really sad. I mean, people who get elected to Parliament because they believe that they can change things and want to do good, to see Tash Kemp and Professor Collins, have their life on earth cut too short in this one term of Parliament, it's actually been pretty gutting. And I know that many of us will be thinking, let's make sure that we put time into our families, you know, don't neglect the important relationships as well as focus on our work, and, you know, really try to focus on doing things in a way that uplifts people and respects people every day that we're given this opportunity to be in Parliament.
How will ACT be remembering her?
Well, David Seymour spoke in the House on Thursday last week and acknowledged her passing and provided some thoughts on behalf of the ACT caucus.
Recently, Deputy Prime Minister and ACT Party leader David Seymour created multiple posts showcasing people who have been critical of the Regulatory Standards Bill. This included academics such as Dr. George Lakeing, Dame Anne Salmond, and Materia Ture, as well as Labour's Willie Jackson. What precedent does this set, coming from the nation's Deputy Prime Minister?
Well, these are people who might not like being criticised, but they have stepped into the public arena and said things that are completely untrue about the Regulatory Standards Bill. And when academics weaponise their status to promote misinformation, they're actually undermining the democratic debate that we need to have. What they're doing is they are promoting a culture of fragility, and that, you know, they can't be criticised for criticising. It's completely ridiculous. What they should do, particularly people like Anne Salmond and Tory Whānau, is actually read the bill. They'd find it's a sensible and, quite frankly, boring piece of legislation. It's a very important piece of legislation, because what it says is that if a government wants to take your property or restrict your freedoms, they must answer some basic questions. What problem is this law designed to solve? How much will it cost? Who benefits? And are there any less restrictive alternatives? It beggars belief that academics and other politicians are weighing in on this, sharing misinformation, false information, and don't appear to be able to handle any criticism that maybe they should read the bill before weighing in.
Speaking more to Tory Whānau, the Wellington Mayor, she has written to the Prime Minister that Seymour's posts breached Section 2.53 and 2.56 of the Cabinet Manual and were a blatant attempt to stifle academic opinion and any dissenting opinion. Does the ACT Party recognise these claims and that Seymour's posts could potentially breach these sections in the Cabinet Manual?
It's completely ridiculous. Unbelievable that Tory Whānau Mayor of Wellington, who's led that city to rack and ruin, is weighing in about legislation that that essentially holds future governments to account for good lawmaking. When it comes to David Seymour's posts, he's just pointing out rightly that a lot of the people weighing in either haven't read the bill or are spreading false information. He's responsible for getting the legislation passed as the Minister for Regulation. No one should imagine that a minister for anything is going to sit back and let uninformed, misinformed academics and politicians make comments about his work and not respond to them.
I'm just going to repeat that last part of the question there. Do you believe that Tory whānau's claim that Seymour's comments and Seymour's social media posts could breach section 2.53 and 2.56 of the Cabinet Manual?
Absolutely not. David Seymour has every right to respond and respond pointing out how silly the people are who are spreading this false information about the Regulatory Standards Bill. If they are too fragile to accept that, hey, look, if you've got something to say, somebody else might have something to say about what you've got to say. Maybe they shouldn't be weighing in on something that they don't appear to know much about in the first place.
Continuing on with the Regulatory Standards Bill here, the bill received a reported 131,000 public submissions. However, as originally reported by Te Ao Māori News, the Finance and Expenditure Committee has only decided to allocate a maximum of 30 hours for these submissions. Why only 30 hours?
Well, I've been involved in a lot of select committees, and I'm sure that in the 30 hours, they will have plenty of time to go over the detail of the bill and hear submissions from both for and against it. And also note, this is actually the second opportunity people have had to submit on this particular bill. The first time was before the bill was introduced, because it's been the subject of wider debate, and it was actually put up for consultation and public submissions invited before the legislation was finalised and approved by Cabinet for introduction to the House. So, look, I'm sure the committee will make the most of those 30 hours. But you know, in terms of the ability to actually understand what submitters are communicating, you know, there's also a whole lot of written submissions which the committee is going to have to filter through, because it appears that a whole lot of them are form submissions rather than individual.
I want to touch on that point a little bit more. Is this enough time to actively and adequately engage with the public and their opinions, considering there were 131,000 public submissions regarding the Regulatory Standards Bill?
Well, I am actually worried about the select committee processes being undermined by these mass submission campaigns. It's an unfortunate trend which is placing a burden on committee staff who have to categorise the submissions and try to qualify them by, you know, are these form submissions, you know, are they actually speaking to the matters in the bill, or are they simply submissions making a political statement? I mean, we've seen lots of those with the Treaty Principles Bill, for example, didn't actually address what the content of the bill was. So that actually leaves less quality time for committee staff to analyse the submissions, which are generally trying to contribute to better lawmaking. I'm not sure this is a helpful trend.
Considering this bill has failed to pass into legislation on three different occasions, in 2006, 2011 and 2021, do you believe this time it will pass?
Absolutely. This is a coalition commitment. The legislation is now before select committee. It will be reported back shortly. No doubt there'll be recommendations for improvements based on what we hear from submitters. You know, we expect that most submitters will want to encourage the government to make better laws and be more thoughtful about who is impacted when laws are made and whether those laws will actually work. Look, this Regulatory Standards Bill won't stop governments from making bad laws, but what it will do is make that process transparent and force politicians who are advocating for policy that doesn't work actually to front up to the voters and explain why they still think they should do it. We expect to see some really positive feedback and constructive feedback coming through the committee process. This legislation will be passed this term of government.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court on the passing of Te Pāti Māori's Takatai Kemp and the Regulatory Standards Bill.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.